A frustrating afternoon thus far for the Broncos here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer and Matt. Paxton Lynch had Broncos offense backed up there, had the interception. Really struggling to get the ball going today.
We thought that he was going to take a couple more shots down the field at halftime just because that's where his comfort zone is. He really likes to sling the ball. Interception to begin the third quarter really derailed that sort of game plan, so the Broncos weren't really able to establish a rhythm there. The running backs, again, not really being a factor for the Broncos as well, so neither way were the Broncos able to establish the run, weren't able to establish the pass, and the offense looked a little stagnant. Some good news, though, just at the end of the third quarter, though.
Yeah, good news, talking about T.J. Ward's interception slash rip away kind of thing there. Seems like this team might just need a spark.
Yeah, and maybe that was the spark right there. I think that the Atlanta running backs are giving the Broncos defense a little bit of trouble. You know, Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman in the passing game, it's not something that we really saw on film from the Falcons in weeks past, but really something that the Falcons are utilizing against the Broncos in the middle, bringing those running backs out of the backfield. So hopefully the no-fly zone, given the Broncos a little bit of a spark here, hopefully that kind of establishes some sort of momentum for the Broncos headed into the fourth, but they've got a big hill to climb.
It seems like every time the offense gets moving, they take a couple of steps back. Paxton Lynch, nice pass to Emmanuel Sanders to start the third quarter, then the PI takes them back. How do they get it going the positive direction only?
I think you just start with a couple of completions. I think that's all it takes, finding Emmanuel Sanders on the sideline. We saw it in the first half. That helped Paxton establish a good rhythm in the first quarter, but then some setbacks. I think just a couple short passes just to get him going, and then maybe that can set up some runs, alleviate a little bit of pressure off of Paxton. I think that could give them some balance here in the fourth.
Yeah, frustrating afternoon, but still some time left for the Broncos to work up maybe some Mile High magic. We'll see you after the game. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.